It is coming up on game nights, which will be Friday. We're talking with Coach Hotmer. We're actually talking with him on Thursday, but by the Magic Radio. We'll put this into the can and we'll air it on Wednesday night. And we'll also obviously air bits and portions of it during Football Frenzy. Get ready for the game on Friday. A lot of exciting stuff happening at Princeton. We say this across sports, Coach Hotmer, and as always, thanks for joining us. But there's nothing quite like opening night, is there?
No, it's something special. I think everybody always has a lot of hope and for the new year and what's to come and high expectations and just ready to get back after it, too. So we're really excited. Princeton's excited for football to be back on, and we can't wait to get started.
Is the field – obviously, the field got to be ready. Otherwise, you're not playing at home on Friday. So that's an obvious one. Is everything else ready, you know, the stands, the track? Is it 100% done?
It is really close. The track is asphalt. They're going to do the all-weather coating after our game. We have three road games in a row right after our first home game, so it gives it time to cure. But as far as everything else, it's going to come down to crunch time, and we'll be ready for kickoff. We'll be working that full day on Friday to make sure the press box and everything's done. But the stands look great. The field looks great. We're closing in on everything and finishing it up, but we're certainly excited.
We talked about this last week, but for me, a guy who's covered a lot of Princeton games over the years, and I go back to when the football field was where the elementary school is now.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was obviously a historic old field. So
yep.
When they first moved it to where the current location is, it's a natural location because you got a bowl there.
Yep.
It kind of needed some TLC, and now the fact that the TLC is going in there, well, mm-hmm. It's going to be a great place.
Oh, it's going to be an awesome place. I know everybody who comes to play us here, they're going to really enjoy. It's going to be a great atmosphere. The field is in great shape. It's really, really good grass. We're just really excited. It's a great environment. It's very welcoming, and hopefully it'll be one of those places that people look forward to coming because it's just everyone's always rowdy and enjoys being part of something special. So, it's definitely one of those places now that finally got the upgrades it needs, and we're ready to show it off.
How much do you expect? Obviously, you're going to have some guys who had a lot of playing time last year, and some of them were starters, so they will be used to you know, coming out and all those things. Mm-hmm. How much do you have to talk with your guys who are going to be seeing a lot more Friday night time about their nerve level this week, Coach?
Yeah, I think you just constantly talk to them about getting better every day and controlling what you control. And if you talk about those things, I think that's really all that matters. I think that you get too caught up in the moment and you get too caught up in the big lights. I think you forget about all the hard work and everything that you've done to prepare yourself properly. So if you just can focus on that, have a great attitude, giving your best effort, knowing and trusting you've prepared the right way, you continually talk about that rather than all the outside stuff. I think the kids will be all right. And they probably get tired of hearing it all the time for the last 3 years, but that's what I firmly believe in. That's how our coaching staff is, and we just try to focus on those things we control.
How did you guys look at Milan last Friday, Coach?
It was a little rough and a little shaky. We were just trying to experience some new things, and we had some different guys in different positions, a couple that were out. So we're trying to find our spots with everything, but I know the kids are excited, and they're going to be ready to go this Friday.
And I think it does help. Obviously, it's – you've played on the field, but it's going to have a completely different new feel now with all the mm-hmm. stuff that's going in there. And just it's opening nights. The kids get to play at home. I think they're going to be fired up this week.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be fired up, and they know that it's their turn to ride the ship, and it's their turn to write their own story. So to build off of last year, to own everything we accomplished, and to also try to go above and beyond, and to just keep rising up above the expectation and see how great we can become. So Friday, well, they're definitely going to be excited, and they're ready to go in front of our home crown with everything new going on here at the school and the community. Certainly an exciting time for them.
Absolutely. How much confidence does this group get? And JV's different from varsity. You know, mm-hmm. kids talk to me all the time about the difference between playing on Monday night and Friday night. But mm-hmm. your JV had a good season, your varsity had a good season. You got some kids with some inner confidence that they can get the job done on Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're very confident. They understand that what they were able to do last year was pretty special, and I think that they're trying to ride those waves and ride the work ethic and knowing that, hey, they can win and they know how to win. So that gives them a lot of confidence in what we're doing and that we're doing things, at least some things, the right way, trying to figure it out. And so that definitely gives them a lot more confidence than I even thought they would have. So right now it's a good time for them. Certainly, especially going into week one.
Yeah, I'm
going
to be down at Lathrop on Friday, and I was kind of writing up some stuff for that before you called. And the thing with Lathrop is that they've had some struggles for about 35, 40 years, and now Coach Holt has them going great. Mm-hmm. So they're really in a spot that they haven't been in decades with their success level. Where your team, Coach, you took a program that had some struggles, but you were trying to reignite where the Tigers were five, six, 7 years earlier. How enjoyable was last year to get that program back to where it expects to be?
Yeah, I think it was really enjoyable being able to look back on it. Certainly there's been some heartache and some toughness to try to get over what happened and how abruptly it ended, but it was very enjoyable just getting to know the kids and build good relationships, and then also to do that with the community. That was one of the things I reflect back on and enjoy the most, is just all those relationships. And then the winning has just been a byproduct of it. But to see the excitement back in the town and the school and the kids, that's what it's all about. And for them to come together as one unit, trying to accomplish the same mission and hopefully doing more, even beyond the football field, getting out in the community and serving them and helping others and all the other athletic programs. So that's what's been most rewarding to me so far. But it was certainly an awesome experience to be able to flip it and get us back to what we're used to being around here in Princeton.
What are your biggest worries going into the season opener with a pretty new group from last year, Coach?
Yeah, I think just the way that they're going to respond. I think that's the biggest thing in life is how you respond to things. You're always going to face some sort of adversity no matter what you do. And whether it's good if you respond the right way and keep going, or whether when you do face some adversity, and are you going to give up or are you going to keep fighting? And I think that's the biggest thing. We're excited to see how our kids handle it and if what we've been coaching has stuck with them or not. But certainly the way they respond is going to reflect upon not only Friday night's game, but I think for the whole year. And it's crucial they do it the right way.
So there's always an opponent on the other side of the field, and we're 7.5 minutes into the interview, and we haven't even mentioned Nate Buchanan. So what I remember from last year, and this is going into my way back memory machine, is they were pretty young last year. If they bring back all those kids, they're going to be better this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they are. They had a lot of young kids last year. They even had freshman quarterbacks. So they're all a year older. They've got a lot of kids back. I think they've got 45 kids on their team. So they've got a lot of numbers. And on film, they're definitely much improved in a lot of areas. So it's definitely going to be a challenge. But with a lot of them getting experience last year and going up against our kids who were able to get a lot of experience, but some of them are new in their new roles. So we're excited for the challenge, but it's definitely going to be a battle.
Is your offense going to be pretty similar to what it was last year, Coach? You're just plugging in new players into different positions now?
I think every year you kind of have to adapt to your kids. So we may look similar in some areas, but some of the things we're trying to do is going to be a little bit different, just to try to match our talent and what the kids are able to do. And sometimes just keeping a little more simple is a little better, and that's something I've had to learn in my young careers. Just to make it more simple for the kids so you can execute more efficiently. But we'll look very similar, I would say, to last year, just doing a few things differently.
So I got a chance to see Trenton last week, and obviously you got a chance to see Putnam County and Milan last week. Mm-hmm. What were your thoughts on what the Wildcats and the Midgets showed you?
Yeah, I think Milan's much improved. I think they caught us off guard a little bit when we weren't getting lined up right on defense. And they took advantage of that. But once we finally settled down, got lined up, I thought we were able to match that intensity. And then Putnam, they're running the triple option, and they brought it to start. And I think they're flying around. They're kind of hungry, too, with the new coach and trying to either impress and get better and to continue to build. So I think both of them came out pretty strong. But I think it's just kind of like this whole conference this year. I think everybody's going to be a battle every week. It's going to be a lot of fun to see how everything unfolds.
Yeah, that's what we talked about last week. I agree with you, too. And it's very easy to say, well, the teams that were struggling, they're bringing back a lot of people because they were young. but there's truth behind that. You know, Maysville is in that category. Milan's in that category. And you know, it's no secret that a lot of guys who did a lot of things for you last year, Coach, are in college this year.
Yeah. We graduated a lot of kids. We got four of them playing up at a college together, which is awesome. But we're looking forward to some of the returning starters we have and then some of the younger guys we've been grooming to take over. It's now their time to play football and to experience everything that comes with it and what it means to be a player, what it means to be a leader, and just to go out there and have fun. And that's what it's all about. We've got to make it all about that. I can't make it bigger than what it really is. So I'm excited. I'm excited for our kids that graduated who are going and doing bigger and better things. And I'm excited for our new kids coming up and to have their moment and their opportunity to serve our community and to go out there and play the best that they can.
What are your overall numbers like this year, Coach?
We have 36 out this year.
Is it pretty well balanced? Are we talking about 9 or 10 per class?
We're struggling in a couple classes. We have 11 seniors, and we're some classes we've got 7 in it. But it's decently balanced. You certainly would like to have some more kids out that I think are walking halls and we need to have. But I'm happy to have the 36 that are committed and all in and going to give us everything they have. So we're happier with that than what we can have.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I tell you what, too, because, you know, Coach Gooden had a couple of years there where he was in the upper teens to near 20 mm-hmm. and then started getting injuries by midseason. So 36, as you said, you'd always like to have 40, but for a school of Princeton size, 36 is pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's head coach Tommy Hotmer of the Princeton Tigers. They will host the Mid-Buchanan Dragons this week, and we're kind of going to the philosophy of we'll get more listeners if the team has to travel a long way. So we're going to get you guys when you go to Dearborn next week, Coach.
Awesome. Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Not a problem. Princeton at North Platte will give you the game of the week coming up next week in week number 2. Coach, we'll catch you on Friday night after the game. Good luck.
All right, thanks. See you.